picture language. That's what people inside and outside of Christianity say the words of institution are. Communion isn't really Jesus' body and blood, but picture language. The wafer and wine are to remind you, to symbolize to you, to represent for you the body and blood. Just like a picture represents but is not the real thing, so communion bread and wine picture Jesus for you. Okay, so how come it's not? To answer that, we go by what Jesus says, not what I think, what you think, or anyone else thinks. Jesus says communion is the New Testament in my blood. A testament is a will. No one uses picture language in a will. If I want to leave a son of mine a shotgun that I called Old Blue, the lawyer wouldn't let me say, "And I leave Old Blue to John." Old Blue is picture or figurative language. I would have to specify not just the gauge and the model, but even the serial number. Why? Because in the will, you have to make sure everyone knows what you're leaving someone. Jesus does that. He's leaving his disciples, his body, and blood. Second, Jesus can't be using picture language because he says it's a communion not just of bread and wine, but of his body and blood. 1 Corinthians 10:16 says, "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not a communion of the body of Christ?" You have no doubt, do you, that when you are taking communion, you're sharing in real bread and real wine. Paul says it's also a sharing of Christ's real body and real blood. Third, we know it's not picture language because Paul says that the person who eats the bread or drinks the cup unworthily is not guilty of sinning against bread and wine, but guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Can you charge me with a crime for tearing up your pitcher? Can a court judge me guilty for beating up a person not really present? Can I go to prison for sinning against an effigy, an image of even a famous person? Okay. Let's assume Jesus is just speaking in pictures when he takes bread in his hands and says, "This is my body." And when he takes a cup of wine in his hands and says, "This is my blood." Let's assume it's picture language. What good would that do? A picture may be a very precious thing. In the days before digital photos, when fleeing hurricanes in New Orleans, the one thing everyone took was pictures. A picture can be precious, valuable, and even comforting, but it's no substitute for the real thing. When grieving for his beloved wife, C.S. Lewis wrote, "I want joy, not something that is like her. A really good photograph might become in the end a snare, a horror, an obstacle." Narcissus became so enamored with his own reflection, his own picture in the water, that he couldn't look away, and so he starved to death. Pygmalion would have done the same thing with the ivory woman that he carved had not Venus had mercy on him and changed her into a real woman. Jesus had even more mercy than a mythological goddess. He gives us his real body and blood to start with. Not a picture, not a reminder, not a statue. Return to what Jesus says. He says the bread that he gives is the same body given for you on the cross. He says the cup that he shares contains the same blood that he poured out there. Tomorrow, do we only remember a picture? Was the real body of Jesus nailed to that cross or not? Was that real blood dripping from his hand, his head, his feet, and side? If what is here is merely a picture, then he could not really have gave his body and blood on the cross. Because he says what he gives here is what he gives there. The more sophisticated picture representative symbol crowd say, of course, on the cross Jesus physically gave his body and shed his blood. But here, at this table, he does it spiritually. They separate the physical from the spiritual and they make two Jesuses. On the cross, they have Jesus present both physically and spiritually. But on his table, well, he's only present there spiritually. Parse that. Study that. What good would it do to have a Jesus here only spiritually? I need Jesus to suffer physically and spiritually for my sins because I am a sinner physically and spiritually. I need that forgiveness delivered to me, not just to my spirit, but to my body. I need Jesus physically and spiritually in both places. I wish I had now one of those big screens common to movie theaters, sports arenas, and now churches. I would show you on this big screen that there are a lot better pictures of Jesus giving his body and blood for sinners than a thin white wafer and red wine. Rembrandt's, Dali's, even Picasso's utterly abstract cubist rendition of the crucifixion allows the mind to form a better picture of what Jesus did for us sinners than bread and wine can ever do. But Holy Communion is not picture language at all, and thanks be to God that it's not. As I said earlier, I need the real thing because my sin and sinfulness is really intimately connected to this flesh and blood body of mine that exists in real time and space. My sin and sinfulness is not like the picture of Dorian Gray. Some image of me is not aging because of sin. Some image of me is not diseased because of sinfulness. Some image of me is not rotting because of what I do with my hands, speak with my mouth, and think with my brain. No, it's these hands, it's these lips, it's this brain that needs redeeming, saving, and forgiving. You've been sick before. You've had an infection before. What would you think if a pharmacist showed you a picture of an antibiotic? Oh, that makes me feel real a lot better. How about if you went to the ER with a broken bone and they showed you a picture of a doctor who could put a cast on you? The people who are content with picture communion language think they are being more spiritual than we are, who are satisfied with nothing less than the body and blood of Jesus on our altars, in our mouths, in our bodies. Will you see how spiritual those people would be with pictures of pills and pictures of doctors? Catarina de San Juan was a 17th century saint in Mexico. When she died at age 82, her life was considered so holy, so miraculous, that people rushed the funeral litter, tore away the funeral shroud to tear flesh, rip hair, and even break fingers to have some of the divine they thought came from her. You can't, of course, get any of the divine from a mere mortal, no matter how holy and miraculous their life, and no matter how much of their flesh and blood you ate or drank. But neither can you get any of Christ's body and blood except where he says it is for you. He didn't tell you his body and blood could be found for forgiveness in the Holy Land. He didn't tell you his body and blood could be found for forgiveness in heaven. He told you it could be found in Holy Communion. Listen to how Saint Ignatius of Antioch, who was born just 5 years after Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper and died about 10 years after St. John. Listen to how St. Ignatius of Antioch describes communion in physical, not pictorial language. He calls communion medicine. He calls communion an antidote. He says it's a real thing that places us in Jesus. Hear him in his own words. Communion is the medicine of immortality and the antidote that we should not die, but live forever in Jesus Christ. One of the last promises Jesus made was to be with us always, even to the end of the age. Where else does that happen more poignantly than in this supper? Da Vinci saw this. He painted the Lord's Supper as if it was a meal taking place in his own time. And it was. When Jesus tells us to do this in remembrance of me, he is not saying in memory of me as you would look at a picture to remember someone. No, in remembrance of me means to recall him, to apprehend him now in the present. You catch this truth in the alternate thanksgiving we chant during Lent, which are Paul's words. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. The meaning of till is not just a statement of time. The idea of so that pulsates in those words. You do show the Lord's death so that he come. In every celebration of the Lord's Supper, Golgotha becomes once more a here and now event. Not through our remembering, not through our picturing, but through Jesus' words of institution. His words don't tell us that by breaking bread and pouring out wine, we are remembering what he did on the cross. His words tell us what this bread and wine are here and now. His body and his blood. Here in 2014, the body and blood of Jesus that did everything right that your conscience accuses you of having done wrong, and everything you really have done wrong. Here in 2014, this body and blood of Jesus that did everything right, you eat and drink. And you're to believe that Jesus' holiness of life becomes yours in reality, not in some imaginary way. Here in 2014 is the body Jesus gave up to suffering, damning, and dying to pay for your sins. Here in 2014 is the blood Jesus shed to cover every one of those sins. Eating this body and drinking this blood, you are to believe that your sins are as surely and really forgiven in 2014 as surely as Jesus really died for them in 30 AD. Look at a picture as long as you want, and only in the realm of magic will it change you. In the real physical world, it's different. The beautiful red feathers of the European bullfinch will turn black when the bird is fed only hemp seed. It is what it eats to some extent. Luther said, if we eat him spiritually through the word, he abides in us spiritually in our soul. If one eats him physically, he abides in us physically and we in him. As we eat him, he abides in us and us in him. For he is not digested or transformed, but ceaselessly he transforms us, our souls into righteousness, our body into immortality. While the red bullfinch goes black by what it eats, Christians are to believe that by eating and drinking Jesus, they are transformed from sinners to saints, from death to life, from earth to heaven. Looking at a picture can take you to another place in time in your mind, but it takes your body nowhere and transforms it even less. Leave the pictures to the photo albums and Facebook. We'll take the real thing. In truth, the real thing takes us. Amen.